It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A new study shows average take-home pay for New Mexico state employees trails Texas, Colorado, and Arizona, and may be hindering efforts to expand the ranks of qualified state workers. The state legislature's nonpartisan budget office said on Wednesday that state workers take home less than 55% of total compensation, including retirement benefits. The state personnel office is trying to increase staffing in many agencies as New Mexico shifts from austerity measures to hiring amid a budget surplus. In more news, the Texas Tribune reports the alleged gunman in the El Paso mass shooting bought his weapon from Romania and had it shipped to a Texas gun store. Houston Public Media's Florian Martin reports.
The Texas Tribune found that the alleged shooter told authorities he bought his semi-automatic assault weapon from Romania and 1,000 rounds of ammunition from Russia. The news outlet obtained a Texas Department of Public Safety report that shows the alleged gunman reportedly had the AK-47-style rifle shipped to a gun store in Plano, where he then picked it up. El Paso police have previously said the gunman bought the rifle legally. 22 people were killed and 24 injured in the August 3rd attack at a Walmart. The alleged shooter, who is white, published a manifesto saying he wanted to kill as many Mexicans as possible. I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
When a gunman opened fire at a country music festival in Las Vegas, the victims included undocumented immigrants. Now, some of them are pursuing a special visa designed to protect crime victims who agree to cooperate with law enforcement. Reporting for Guns and America, KERA's Mallory Falk explains survivors of the El Paso mass shooting may be eligible for that same visa.
Marta was working at the Route 91 Music Festival in Las Vegas when shots rang out. She raced to find shelter, but also witnessed a horrible sight. She says she tripped over people who were dead or wounded and saw others crashing into each other, trying to find an exit. After the shooting, Marta, who's undocumented, fell into a depression. We're only using her first name because of her precarious immigration status. Marta went to seek help, and that's when she learned about something called a U visa. It would allow her to live and work here legally and eventually apply for a green card.
Entre medio de la tristeza, toda la angustia que anda cargando en su mente, agarras ánimo y agarras fuerza.
She says amidst all the sadness and anguish she was carrying in her mind, this was something positive to work toward. Congress created the U visa in 2000 to help crime victims feel safe coming forward to assist law enforcement.
It gives people the opportunity to have a voice where otherwise they would be afraid to use that voice due to possible retaliation or deportation.
Pamela Munoz is an immigration attorney in El Paso. After the massacre at a crowded Walmart here, she knew there would be people with a wide range of legal statuses among the victims, plus Mexican nationals. Some of them could qualify for U visas. Munoz says because the alleged gunman was targeting people based on race or immigration status,
that makes it that much more important for people who were affected by this particular tragedy to be able to speak up and help law enforcement seek justice.
Munoz offered to help these survivors. So did Christina Garcia. She directs the Crime Victims Program at Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, a legal nonprofit in El Paso. She says in the coming weeks, she expects more people to come forward expressing interest in U visas.
I'm not sure that they've had the time to fully process what happened and to sit down and think, okay, now what do I need to do to make sure that I'm in a place where I'm safe and not in danger physically, mentally, but also in danger of being deported.
The first step of the visa application process is getting a law enforcement official to certify that you are, in fact, a victim. For the El Paso Police Department, that's someone who was physically injured in the attack. The district attorney's office says it will also consider people with substantial psychological trauma. Marta, who survived the mass shooting in Las Vegas, knows survivors have a long road ahead, both legally and emotionally. For a long time, she says, she even got startled by the sound of her refrigerator. When the motor came on, it reminded her of gunfire. Marta knows it may be a long time before she finds out if she'll receive a U visa. Only 10,000 are issued each year, and that's led to a backlog, more than 140,000 pending applications as of March. Still, she hopes one day she won't have to look over her shoulder, worrying she might be detained or deported.
Es algo muy triste que pase una tragedia de estas tan fea para poder que nos brinden un documento para poder estar bien en este país.
Marta says it's sad that it takes such an ugly tragedy for immigrants like her to be offered a path toward legal status. In El Paso, I'm Mallory Falk.
Guns in America and KERA are spending 2 years reporting on the role of guns in American life. Find more at gunsandamerica.org.